But first, I thought we would talk about women's high school lacrosse. You know, this is something that I've been fascinated by for a long time. And currently, Highland Park is, I think, second in the state. But they've had some injuries.
Yes.
J.J. Pierce is... Well, now, what's this?
Yeah, Donovan Miller.
What's going on here?
Donovan Miller.
Oh, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
It's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
Yeah. Clarence, we're in the middle of a sports segment.
I know you
segment.
Guys might be in the middle of a sports segment, but I thought I'd come in here and... Hold on a second.
Oh, no, he's drinking coffee.
I just had to have a sip of my morning coffee there.
Yeah, you got to have that, don't you?
Yeah, I got to have that. I love my morning, Joe. Anyway, I heard you guys talking about football and baseball. So I thought I'd come in here and tell you a story about my heavy involvement in the hip-hop community.
Oh, you just heard that story.
Yeah, we were talking about Dr. Dre.
You were talking about Dre?
Yes, Dre.
I can't believe that because I worked with Dre on my first few albums.
We didn't know you had
any
albums.
He actually produced them.
Really?
And, yeah,
don't
sure
say
enough.
Produced.
Yeah, it was a collection of old Carter family numbers done in the style of hip-hop. And then that's how I got involved with him. And then, of course, later on got involved in another business you probably never heard of it, Beats.
That's what we were talking about.
And I came up with the idea for Beats, and you know, I got them in a whole bunch of different markets all over the nation. Ultimately, they didn't sell, and so went out of business. But
I think it did pretty well.
No, it went out of business.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently athletes just don't like to eat beets. They don't like to eat
beets. Produce.
This is a produce idea that we had.
You did say a producer.
That's our fault for not following you.
Yeah. And, the idea was if kids saw, famous musicians and athletes carrying around
eating
these beets,
they're
very nutritious, they would want to buy them, and they were kind of known as the hip vegetable. And, but it didn't take off. And but then we started a headphone company, and I think that did pretty well for us.
That did really well for us.
We reused the name, had to change the spelling to avoid a copyright infringement. But yeah, I did all the wiring design for them Beats headphones.
Huh. Oh, yeah, you're an engineer, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, and I'm sure you guys recognize this if you ever use some of our products, but you can tell the difference because it was my idea to use 18-gauge solid instead of 38-gauge stranded, and it really brought out the sparkle and spank. And at first, we were getting a little too much wow and flutter on the Y-axis, but the soundscape was off at the time because the sound stage was a little too narrow with a 30% throw. So I opened that up.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of above our...
Yeah, we're not really understanding what you're talking about, but
really
it sounds really good. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm friends with that other dude, too, that was involved in Beats.
Oh, Jimmy Iovine?
Yeah, Jimmy Iovine. I first met him on the 16th tee at Pebble Beach when we were playing in the Selena Gomez Open.
And don't remember that.
It was me and Tony Romo and Mike Ducey, and we were all there. It was probably about 1978.
Does it make sense?
It was Romo porn.
Y'all been keeping up with the Wimbledon?
Wimbledon, a little bit.
Let me just tell you something right now. Federer, he will fail.
Well,
whole career will fail.
He's won 18 Grand Slams.
He will fail. He's failed. You know, everybody's talking about how old he is right now.
Are you okay?
I just have a pain to a prostrate. But people make a big deal about him being so old and being good in the Wimbledon.
Done.
And no, I'm not done yet. But I actually made it to Wimbledon at the age of 50.
Wow.
50?
Yeah.
Is that fan?
We say 50 in the beach.
Oh, 50. That's right.
From business. But
the rap community.
But anyway, yeah, at the age of 50, I was. It was in doubles. It was me and Bjorn Borg. You may remember it. This famous battle
Bjorn
of the sexes. We went against Princess Grace and Rosie O'Donnell.
No memory of that.
And we actually won that. And went all the way to state.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
yeah. So anyway, I dropped all. Let me drop these off to you. I got some venison jerky.
Oh, thank you.
That looks pretty good.
I've done something special. I put whipped cream on the top.
Thank you.
Yeah. I figured you guys would like that. Yeah. Y'all come on down to the boiler room when you get a chance, because I'm usually going over to the pipes with my monkey wrench.
Right.
You know, just a once over.
Yeah, that's good.
Just a once over. Make sure everything's real tight and flush and plug. Y'all come on down there. I just made a fresh batch of divinity.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
All right, see you guys.
Cooking up a storm.
We'll see you. There goes Clarence.
Friends forever. It's the Lord.
Trying to combine characters.
I think he makes up a lot of his stories.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I was buying them.